It's a tab party, baby!
Welcome to the Ted Party Podcast. Are we hot? Are we doing this? Is on? All right. Whoa. Hello. This is Tom Davis, aka Ted Party, and welcome to my very first podcast. Today we have a special guest. His name is Mr. Corey Schmale. Did I pronounce that right?
Close enough.
Smale? Schmale? Did you guys smell that? Okay. Hey.
Oh, man. 1 minute in.
1 minute in. But, yeah, thank you guys for listening, and I hope you guys are ready for what I think is going to be the best 30 to 40 minutes of your life. This is my very own podcast. We have a lot in store. We'll have circus clowns and little keyboard players, and Wesley Hoffman might join us. But let's just jump right in. All right, guys, you guys ready? Okay. Tonight, we have Corey. Corey is one of the co-owners to Strange Donuts. He's a friend, mentor, and brother. Brother. And say hello, Corey.
Hello. Thank you for having me on here in your first episode, dude.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it.
I feel honored. I know the world is, we were talking, the world has been waiting for you.
I know. I appreciate that.
Online, people are like, what's going on, Ted? Where's the podcast?
Dude, you know, I've had multiple people, which is very, it's an honor, blessing, very, you know, grateful for all that. I've had people come up to me, like you just said, asking me, hey, when's this podcast going to start? When's this Ted Party merch coming out? All this Ted Party stuff. And once was an idea has now become a reality, and truly grateful and blessed, and with the help of my friends, to get this thing launched and going. So I hope you guys are ready for a circus.
What kind of crazy stuff do you have in mind with the Ted Party podcast?
You know what? This isn't your normal podcast. Oh. It's going to be kind of like a lifestyle. We're going to talk about what's going on, like pop culture. We're going to talk to people, business owners. We're going to talk to musicians. We're going to talk to artists. We're going to have friends. We're going to have puppies and dogs. We'll try to record animals, and we'll have soundboard fun. We'll have
There's not enough podcasts with animals
in. You know, no, I don't think anyone's tried to record 30 minutes of a cat. Just trying to.
That could be a whole new market for Ted Party. You start blowing up.
I'm gonna try and go out to local circuses and try to get carnies to come on my show and talk about what it's like on the road, life of a carny.
A lot of potential.
I think we got a good thing going on here. So, you know, there's a lot in store in the future of this podcast. I think there will be, there really is a lot of cool people that I got already going in my, on my, I call it the Ted Party Handbook, the pipe. Filling the pipe full, you know. Yeah, guys, I hope you guys keep listening, and have some really cool people on, really interesting stories, really interesting, you know. It'll be a lot of fun, because we're going to not just talk about, like, what people are doing with their lives, but we're going to have fun while we're here. We're gonna make jokes. We're going to talk about what people's favorite pizza toppings are, and, you know, crazy shit like that. I want to, you know, the world already knows who you are, but I kind of want you to let them know what's going on, and a little secret of maybe what's in store in your future, and, you know, our relationship. We could talk about how we became brothers in arms, and all that. So...
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. I'm actually looking at
yes,
the carpet.
Yes. Well, I mean, there's lots to talk about. I want to flip the question, and the question is on you, sir. Why don't you tell us, the listeners, myself, we have a live studio audience here today.
we have just, a live studio audience
just a
listening.
Bit more about, you were born Tom Davis.
Yes.
But at some point in life, you became Ted Party. And can you just maybe tell me about that transition and like what Tom was about and what Ted is about and like just like the future of Ted, maybe the world and
Ted Party
the
Media.
Weather and just like all kinds of cool stuff.
So yeah, I was born Thomas James Davis, 9 pounds 16 ounces. In the
that would be 10 pounds.
Exactly. I didn't know. I was questioning your math, and I was seeing,
you got me.
Almost
got me.
A little stump, but my name is Tom. My business is Ted. But I grew up. I'll give you a little in a nutshell of who I am and what my life is about and what I've been and where I've been and the trudge and everything. So I was born by a man named James Walter Davis and a mother, Julie Ann Davis. And I was brought up in Illinois in a small town called Belle Vegas, Illinois. To all you listeners out in the ill side, represent. But till I die. But I moved over to St. Louis.
Were you still Tom when you moved?
Oh, I still was Tom when I moved. So the whole thing with the Ted Party, it was really me and a friend were thinking of like names of beverages, I guess, and we had a couple names, actually. It was kind of cool. One of the names that I never talked about was called the Dubliner. And it was, or the Dublin, I think it was what it was. And it was going to be a completely green energy drink with a shamrock on the very bottom of the can. And I brought up Ted Party. So all of this Ted Party noise was talk. We were originally, it was just an idea to make an energy drink because at the time, energy drinks were really just like Red Bull. And in the beginning stages of things like Monster and, like things like Venom and Chronic and Soka or whatever it's called and Venom and all this stuff.
What are these energy drinks?
I'm naming drinks? Off energy drinks. Stuff.
So you were like, you guys were looking for something.
It was just like a fun idea. Like, because the guys who made Soka were like, friends of friends I knew, you know, like it was very feasible and possible to do, but it was just an idea and just a funny thing. And at the time, like if you've ever listened on to the Strange House podcast, I mentioned like during the time of all this, Ed Hardy was a very big clothing line that was going on right around that time. So like the original idea wasn't completely Ed Hardy, but like the fact that the vision I had was kind of like, cause I liked tattoos and stuff like that. So like the design of the can would have been almost like an old fashioned classic tattoo kind of look to catch the eye like Ed Hardy did. And my name was Tom and I liked the party. So I called it Ted Party. And then I live with this dude who, I had two to three names. One of them, he called me Deuce Beaters because I used to wear two wife beaters at the same time. And then also
added protection.
You know, I couldn't just wear one. I had to wear two. He would call me Ted Party. Like he just started going, "Hey, Ted Party. And then my family started picking up, like my brother would call me Ted, then my cousins would call me Ted, then my mother would call me Ted. And then like people, friends, all kinds of people would start calling me, "Hey, Ted Party, hey, Ted Party," you know, and then it really, I was adopted the name Ted Party, and it was like an alias that was kind of put on the back burner for a long time, until around the time where, it was still like a name that I was called by very few people, but then like when I came around, to Strange Donuts, it kind of got the flame got relit, and it really became, it just blew up. And I really took on the character Ted Party, like a full-time job, like, with social media, with myself, like, cause like I am Tom, I am, you know, a down to earth middle-aged man with a great looking beard, and just fun and exciting. But then Ted Party is the wild side of that guy. He is the in your face party animal, the William Wallace of the pact, the front runner, the guy first in battle.
Now, how do Ted and Tom get along?
They get along just fine. Sleep in the same bed. we share the same family. We love the same woman.
So it's a good balance between the two. Do you find yourself more Ted or more Tom these days?
I feel like I have become more Ted Party these days than I am Tom. I think I've really taken on the role. I think when I'm at home, when I'm with my family, I am myself. But then when I'm out in the public, I've taken on the role of Ted Party, the character, the person that you will see, that is the Ted, as they say. But yeah, that's the little bit of the background to who is Ted Party. And through all of this, we made a little podcast for everyone to hear, and we have a bunch of cool things going on. That I honestly, you know, like a couple of years ago, I would have never thought this day would ever happen, you know. But it is, and it has, and it's going to be a wild ride. I hope you're ready.
Like the ninja or like Batman? Wild.
So if it's going to be like a roller coaster?
Yeah.
I would say it's going to be like the Batman, because the Batman, it twists, it turns, it goes upside down.
Smooth, though,
throughout. And it's smooth.
Incredibly smooth.
Always goes down smooth.
And it's always, you're at the end of it, you feel very satisfied.
Oh, yeah.
Thrilled.
And if you're in the front, it's always the best to experience.
Very true.
Yeah. But I want to kind of like talk about things that you might be in store, you know, while you listen into the podcast. I want to bring in guests that you guys want to know their story. You know, I want you guys to know what their interests are, and not just about like their past, but just kind of like to see the other side of the guests that I bring in. You know, I'm going to have people that are going to be really cool, and like, I'm shocked. I talked to a guest yesterday that I never would, you know, I'm speechless, honestly. I felt like, you know, it was such an honor for this guy, you know, and to be like super down to be a part of, you know, the thing I got going on. And
for the listeners that don't know, you're talking about Kanye West.
I'm talking about Kanye West, people. Yeezus is going to be on my show. Yeah, it's going to be awesome, man. You know, and I just want to say thank you to everybody that's been a part of my life, and that's been supporting, and that has just been like brothers and sisters to me. So yeah, this podcast will be like a little bit like a roller coaster. There'll be some ups, there'll be some downs, there'll be some fun, there'll be some sad times, there'll be some, all in all, it'll be very enjoyable. So yeah, guys, man, it's gonna be a good show.
How are you feeling about the first episode so far?
First episode, it's pretty good. It's all over the place. It's not necessarily, but it's good.
I agree.
You know, I want to say thank you to my producer, Dane Dickman, the Great Dane, for helping me get a lot of this stuff ready. Me and him have been talking for a while. We've been working together in the past, and we've been, as of like the last couple weeks, we've been really meeting up and getting this all ready for everybody to listen. So, man.
Dane is the link, man. Dane makes it happen for all the podcasts.
Dane, the Great Dane. Which, if y'all don't know what a Great Dane is, he's a large breed canine that is the king of the castle, mm-hmm. as they say. But yeah, so Corey, give me a little bit of insight of you. I mean, people know you, people have met you, but who are you?
I am me. I am I. I don't know. I mean, no, I don't want to know. I'm trying to figure that out. We're doing it as a business and as people and friends. And I don't know. A lot of the stuff that we do just really does kind of tie into one another. You know what I mean? Like we work, we hang out. I like to think that everything that we do, we're pretty passionate about, and that's really a good situation to be in. And we're really fortunate to be able to do that, to where we can be a donut shop that has a podcast and like, a little web series and merchandise and, you know, hopefully help put our friends on to do even cooler stuff. And that's like, I guess that's what I am now. Like, I'm just trying to figure out ways to like, just keep it going, not only for myself, but for like, all of my friends and all the people that have been like supporting us and working with us. And then also like just be, I think, responsible and just be a, like, hey, I don't want to be like super cheesy or whatever, but like to give back, you know, like we got the nonprofit and that's really cool. And I learned a lot from Jason and like that side of the business of like doing charitable work and like just supporting the people who supported us. So, whereas I think like the first few years are like of this business and the past few years of my life have been like really kind of like focused on like proving who I am and who we are as a company and people. Like at this point, I'm really less interested in doing that as much as I am like bringing up the people that are a part of it, you know?
Yeah.
Like I think we've established who we are, and now I think it's time to like really talk about what it makes, you know, what makes it all work.
You know, that's really cool too, because there's so many like artists and people in life that have like, you know, they came up and they brought their friends with them. And that's like a true person. You know, that's like just that just says so much about y'all's character, you know, and about who you guys are. You know, it's like you get established and then you're like, you want to welcome your friends, not just your friends, but people who have worked hard to really help what it is that you have, you know, to become a great, honestly, you know, like I work inside Strange Donuts and I see people all the time. And, you know, there's a lot of new people that come in a lot of the times. And, you know, when you first have that very first impression of a company and what it is, you know, and you want to like, it's kind of like an outlet of you and Jason and everybody. You want to bring that love, that welcoming, that, you know, that part of into their lives. And, you know, I've been truly blessed to just, I guess, invest in of personal and business relationship with all of you guys. And I remember when I came in to work, and I remember just seeing you on social media. You know, we had never met before and stuff, and then you just looked at me and were like, hey. And from there, it's just been all an uphill, you know, uphill incline, And, you know, yeah, man.
Yeah. I mean, for us, it's like, that's like the best thing we can do at this point, you know, is like, because we try to make it as clear as we can every time we're getting like a good job or someone's patting us on the back. I'm like, well, make sure you remember that, like, it's a lot more than just Jason or I or Mary or Sam or you or Stuart, you know, or anybody really. It's like a whole team of people that are making this thing happen. And at this point, like, that's one of the best ways that we can make sure people understand that is to just like promote those people and their passions and their interests and what they want to do, you know. It's like, you want to have a podcast, that's cool. You know, Mary wants to play hockey, that's cool. We want to be a part of that.
That's like, so awesome.
We just want to do fun stuff, you know. Like, you're wearing a tank top of our our sponsored volleyball team, you know, which definitely like wasn't and still isn't in the budget in terms of like a donut shop, but it's our friends having fun, and like that is in the budget, you know what I mean? Like supporting our culture and identity. Like, yeah, we could make more money, I guess, or like spend our money I don't know. I don't think like that really. I just think about like, if we put a lot of goodwill out there, it will come back. Karma is real.
So real.
Just being like, I don't know, just being good to people and like good to yourself, you know, ultimately will pay itself back. Not to say there won't be like challenges and big ups and big downs along the way, but it's just part of the game, you know?
You know, and that's, I really like that too, because, you know, you look at what society is these days, and, you know, like, it's a lot of like who you know rather than what you know these days. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, a college educated person will definitely, you know, do better in life, but I've seen people,
maybe, I mean, they have more opportunities.
More opportunity, but then like the fact that you guys live like that, you guys are this genuine, you guys are this passionate about people see that stuff. People can read bullshit super fast. Yeah. The fact that you care for others opens more doors to opportunities. And then again, we'll in return, like, as far as like your employees, you know, like, I can only speak for myself, but I notice the loyalty in your brand and the loyalty in your people. Then again, in return with my loyalty and my love for that. And it exceeds the business part and becomes personal. And you know what I mean? It's just,
yeah. I mean, we have like, we don't have a lot of turnover, you know, like,
no,
I remember working in advertising and people would be coming and going more frequently than like kids that work 2 or 3 days a week at Strange,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And that's, I think that says something.
Shout out to the Strange fam too.
Because, oh yeah, the crew.
They
the
are
squad, all of them.
All of them are awesome people. I enjoy super, you know, so much to just be all in your guys' lives. And I want to say thank you to each and every one of you.
Yeah.
You all know, I love you guys.
I'm sure I'll be listening, I bet.
Oh, I know. And I just want to say, Blair, let me get that hat. I just want to put that on the podcast. He knows what I'm talking about.
Blair, we're coming for your hat, dude.
But to everybody, I want to say thank you to young Nicole's little brother, Hunter. I want to shout out to him. He is the little kid you will hear in the very beginning of this podcast, the intro. He's the man. He's a goofy guy. He wants me to morph into a little teddy bear so he can hang out with me.
That is
every day.
Not a bad idea. That's product merchandise.
Exactly. Little Ted bears.
But now, back to the question. Like, I also want to add just like a lot of that I just can't take the credit for. Like, I mean, Jason is not only like my partner. I mean, he is my partner, but he's also like one of my mentors, you know, and someone who I've gained a lot of inspiration from, and I like to think have given some to also. And I think we have a really great relationship where we learn like the best things from each other, you know. And I think that's like what a true friendship is based on, is like giving, you know, like just being better because of you're friends with this person, and we both are. So and he just really is like sort of an expert in just dealing, I mean, handling people, managing people, making sure people, you know, feel loved and valued. And not to say that I'm not, you know, it's just that like that's definitely like his forte. So I'm just trying to learn from that. And in the meantime, just stay super passionate about like Strange Donuts as a company and people. And I don't know, you know, just keep the culture and the vibes right.
I've always wondered how much he sleeps in a given week.
I'm not sure if all.
I feel like he doesn't. But man, like, I love you guys. You guys know that. And I really love getting to know a little bit more about what it is with your relationship with your friend, business partner and mentor, you know, as that is for me with you and Jason. Like, every morning I always ask to remain teachable, to learn, to stay humble, and kind of just like, don't be, just to kind of put myself at a level to where whatever happens, and I can learn from it. I can grow from that point. And every day, I'm with you guys, in business and in all kinds of walks of life. I really do learn a lot with you guys. You know, I've learned so much from you, Corey, with a world that I never knew. You know, there's so many different things with that too. Marketing and how to push things as far as brands and stuff, like, and then Jason in business, and then just the amount of a genuine love and care you guys have for me, you know, and really? it's all good, man. And to all those people who have never met Corey, maybe just I've seen Corey, you know, Corey's the real deal, dude. He's a small town boy, just like myself. We grew up in, you know, small towns, and we came out to the big city.
Humble
and,
beginnings.
Yeah. Very. And that says a lot, because I feel like people that have been given, I don't want to single anyone out, but people that have been given, you know, life, and never worked for it, you know, it's a little different, you know, people who were raised to say, I was raised to say please and thank you, you know, I would get a big whoop in the butt, you know, by my mom. And then again, in return, in my adulthood, like, I treat people with respect. I don't treat people the way I don't want to be treated. And I've learned love and generosity. And I, you know, and I look at people who are older than me with respect, you know. So,
I think that's what you're saying is interesting about just like being teachable every day. I think that's something that's important to remember. I think I should try and work on remembering that even myself, because, you know, I don't know, some days you do just, I mean, and decisions you make, you just are whatever, I got it figured out, you know, but there's always a different way to look at things. I mean, just being nice and yourself and honest and just caring. I mean, no way, there's no secret to success or life or anything like that. I just think it's easier to do that, though, probably, you know, than the other way.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you got to put more work into being mean and then maintaining those I don't know. I just think about just day by day, you know, just trying to make the right decision.
I watched an episode right before. It was right when Conan O'Brien got the spot before he got moved to TBS.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really inspirational too. He talked about he is where he is today due to loyalty, hard work, and mm-hmm. not stopping, you know? And as you can see, you know, I'm not trying to plug Conan O'Brien or anything like that, but he's a funny guy. I always liked him. And, you know, and I think about people in my family that have worked hard and have been good to people, and in return, they've been successful. And that's, like you just said, that's the truth to success. It's not, there's no formula to be successful, but if you work hard, people will notice. And if you are a good person in return, people will notice. And if you are lovable and likable also, you can't be a dick. You know, there are those people who work hard, but they're dicks, and that really just blocks them from success. But, you know, first podcast talking about the ingredients to success in life. But
it's a balance. That's for
it
sure.
Is. But man,
TED Party Podcast number one.
TED Party Podcast number one.
Deep.
Getting a little in depth with emotions, and I feel like I'm going to cry.
Oh my God.
Just kidding. But, Corey, I really appreciate you coming on and talking.
Oh, thank you for having me. I would love to come back.
Man, you and Wesley have been a great, mentor to me in the beginning of all this. You know, this was just kind of this podcast really was just like, I went on as a guest on the Strange House podcast, and I just talked about my life. And what's unbelievable is the fact that, like, from that episode, I was noticed by people in that industry that noticed my voice and saw how soothing it was on the microphone. And wanted to work with me. And I've been a guest on the Strange House podcast. I've watched and I've seen how it goes down, how it's worked. And the future is now, and now I have my very own podcast, and I'm very grateful for it. And I just want to kind of talk about things with the podcast, so like you guys can listen in. I will have this podcast on SoundCloud and iTunes. Also, to get a hold of me in social media, Ted Party Media, you can find me on Facebook, Tom Davis, the alias Ted Party. You can also find me on Instagram, that is Ted Party _. You can find me on Twitter, that's Ted Party. And you can find me on Tumblr, that is also Ted Party. So I just want to thank everyone who listened, everyone who joined in. Thank you, Wes, for watching. And thank you, Dane, for being you, buddy. Until next time, guys, episode 2, here it comes. Thank you.